You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Robert Snodgrass to score and West Ham to win was 9-1, now 12-1. And Eden Hazard to score and Chelsea to win was 19-10. That's been enhanced to 9-4. Tom, I think one of the biggest factors here is that Mikel Antonio is suspended. He's been influential for the Hammers all season, and it could be a real issue replacing him. Strong, physical and versatile footballer, Mikel Antonio, and they're playing Chelsea as well, which is another issue here. 10 points clear at the top of the Premier League. They've only lost two of their last 21 Premier League games against West Ham United as well. West Ham 5-1 to win this game, with Chelsea odds on to get another win, 8-13.
Yeah, and Chelsea in their last game against Swansea, I mean, we'll talk about Swansea in a bit, but Swansea have been improving dramatically. And, they gave Chelsea a real scare, but this is the sign of a team that is going to win the league. They never really got too worried or bothered. They conceded right before half-time. And you're thinking, if that happens to an Arsenal or it happens to a Liverpool, there's big problems. With Chelsea, it just never felt that way. They've got so much ammunition now. They're so confident. We say it every single week, but they're absolutely relentless. And they'll have no problems in this game. Against the West Ham side, I'm trying to work out West Ham's kind of their mindset now going in for the rest of the season. Because they've effectively, they have done enough to pull themselves away from any kind of danger whatsoever. They're certainly not going to trouble probably West Brom above them and the likes of Everton, and they're definitely not going to challenge the top six. So there is a concern for Slaven Bilic. So they're one of the teams, along with Stoke, that will start to coast between now and the end of the campaign. And I think this is kind of a match that the West Ham fans will be expecting something, but I just think the London Stadium, it is a bigger pitch, it is a bigger arena, and whatever you think about, whether you think the venue makes no difference or whatever, it's the kind of game that I think good visiting teams have loved going to. Man City went there and destroyed them a couple of times. And I think Chelsea, are more than capable of doing the same thing. But he will keep the handbrake on Conte. He will not, I don't think we'll ever see a Chelsea side, go somewhere like West Ham and sort of win 3, 4 and 5. I think traditionally as well, when I watch this fixture over the years, it's been quite an intense kind of game. I think it will be the same. And I think West Ham do have the tails up a little bit, considering where they've been this season. And Chelsea at 8-13, it's a fair price, I think, if you put it in an acca. But I'm going to go for Chelsea and both teams to score at 5-2. They just showed against Swansea a little bit of vulnerability. There is a little bit of concern for them on set pieces. I know Conte will have been working on that, because he won't want to give anything away between now and the end of the season. But I like the price of 5-2 for Chelsea and both teams to score, because I give West Ham a sniff of causing them problems, I do.
Chelsea and both teams to score 5-2 for Tom. I keep hoping and praying that this Chelsea team are going to slip up, Derek, because there's nothing worse than going into the final 5 or 6 weeks of the season in the Premier League and it being done and dusted. And that's going to be the case this season, isn't it?
No, I don't think it will be.
Really?
They're going to win the league. Well, I mean, they're too far ahead now. It's too little time for any of the teams below them to catch up. And they will deserve to win it, because they have been the best team. But they're not that far the best. I think the league table does lie. They are not a 10-point better team than anybody else, Chelsea. They are due a slip-up. They've had a kind run of fixtures, to be honest. And I remember the last two away games in the league, by the way. I think at Liverpool, they were poor. At Burnley, they weren't great. Both finished 1-1. I can't back them at 8-3. They're being priced up like an Arsenal in the irresistible season, or Man United in their pomp. They're not that good, Chelsea, yet. They're a very, very fine side and will win the league. But they ain't that good. And I found most interesting of the last weekend of the Premier League matches, the quotes from Slaven Bilic after they'd drawn at Watford. He said, yeah, we've got a big game coming up against Chelsea. It's a blow that we've lost Mikel Antonio, but we're a proper team now. And they are. They're playing like a proper team. All those early season, tribulations they had moving to the new stadium, etc., they seem to be in the past. And yeah, what Tom said is a valid point. Good teams like going to West Ham now. They didn't like going to Upton Park, but they like going to the London Stadium because it gives them a chance to express themselves. But I'm not sure. Chelsea are definitely a good team. But I'm not sure Chelsea are in the same bracket as Man City, who will love the wide open spaces. I'm not sure that's the case here. I think Chelsea have got a job on here. And I'm licking my lips at West Ham here, 5-1. I've been unkind to them many times this season. But in recent weeks, they look as though they're getting their act together. And they have got some good players there. 5-1 is too big, because I think Chelsea are still beatable.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.